Yeah, in this study, we evaluated whether omalizumab effect on in patients with allergic asthma is affected by smoking history. And so for this analysis, we looked at three studies. Two were the pivotal clinical trials that were used to approve omalizumab for allergic asthma in the United States. But we also looked at a real-world study called Prospero. And in that population, as you know, these are asthma studies, so we did not allow current smokers in these studies. In the Prospero, there were current smokers that were excluded in the analysis because it was a small number. But we looked at ex-smokers or non-smokers, and we wanted to know, what does omalizumab affect exacerbation reduction equally between ex-smokers or non-smokers? And what about lung function improvement? And the bottom line in this analysis, both the real-world study Prospero, but also the pivotal clinical trials, showed that the effect on reduction in exacerbation in the allergic asthma population with an anti-IgE omalizumab is equally effective in whether the patient had history of smoking or had not. The only difference we found on exacerbation reduction, it was the same, but on lung function improvement, we found that patients who have ex-smoking history tend to have less response to lung function improvement than those who have not smoked in the past. So these were our findings, and I thought, you know, they're important to, you know, discuss them and also show it in a international symposium.